Our Bible reading this morning is from James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbour bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. May God bless this reading from his word.
I wonder if you can think of someone you know who is wise. I'm sure we can all think of that person we know who we would see as wise, someone that we would go to for advice. Someone that we know would help us and point us in the right direction if we're struggling with a problem, for example. Now, today's passage in the book of James is all about wisdom. And helpfully, in the NIV translation of this passage, it gives a heading which says, two kinds of wisdom. And in this passage, James contrasts two types of wisdom. Now, we have to be aware as we are reading this passage this morning as to the type of wisdom that James is talking about. You see, he's not talking about wisdom in the same sense as we would have it in terms of a wise person who would give advice, for example. But rather, he's speaking about the wisdom in the Christian sense of someone who fears the Lord. Now, as we read this together in James chapter 3, this ties in nicely with all that James has already said and has already been saying about faith and deeds and about the tongue and about how these things are all about Christian character and how we are to act in the Christian life. If we go back to our talk with the children where we were looking at King David, it's what's in the heart that counts. And the overflow from that into a life that we live that is a good life. You see, if we are wise and understanding, then that will be shown by our good life and our deeds done in humility. As we saw earlier in James, it's about faith and actions working together. Because when we are a Christian, then our life changes. We are a new creation. And therefore, we are different, and we ought to be different as the Holy Spirit works in us. How do people know that you're a Christian? Because you show it by how you live out your life. Now, I'm sure that there have been times in your life, there have certainly been times in my own life, where you've met someone, and they've not said anything to you, but you observe them, you watch them, and you see how they conduct themselves, and you wonder to yourself, I wonder if that person has faith. I wonder if that person is a Christian. And it turns out that they are. They show their faith by how they conduct themselves. They honour Christ by how they live out their life. Now, that's not to say that we don't all fall short at certain times in our life. Of course we do. There are always times when we mess up, when we fall short in our words and in our actions. But generally speaking, people should be able to discern that we are a Christian by how we speak and how we conduct ourselves. Wisdom is shown by living a good life with deeds done in humility. You see, what's really important in the Christian life is that who we are and how we act isn't due to us. It's all of grace. It's the work of God in our lives. You see, we are reminded of Jesus, aren't we? Who, being in very nature God, so he had plenty to boast about, didn't he? And yet, as Philippians says, he made himself nothing, took the very nature of a servant, and he humbled himself. Jesus was humble, and we too are to be humble, not boastful. And that's what James makes clear in verses 14 through to 16 in our passage. We're not to harbour bitter envy or selfish ambition and boast about it. That doesn't make us wise. That isn't the right kind of wisdom. Now, when we read that, I'm sure we can all think of people we know who are like that, full of self-importance, boasting, pulling others down. But to be honest, I'm sure we all know times when we have been like that. Times when in a small way or a larger way, we've sought to boost ourselves up and pull others down. But that isn't wisdom in the Christian sense. Now, if you think about it, that's often what the world demands, isn't it? That we push ourselves forward, that the loudest person or the one who brags the most wins. But this is earthly, unspiritual. James even says it's demonic. This is not godly, because things like envy and selfish ambition don't come from God. They foster disorder and evil. We're not to be like that. That's what James is saying. And it's important when we read a passage like this one that we don't just let it flow over us, that we don't just nod our heads in agreement and then move on to the next part, hoping it'll be a bit easier and a bit less challenging. Because this is a challenge. It's a challenge for us for self-examination, to examine our own souls, to see if we are living a circumspect Christian life, to see if we are living out our life to God's glory and to God's honour and praise. You see, it's a challenge for us to look into our hearts and to look into our souls and ask, am I harbouring bitter envy? Am I harbouring selfish ambition in whatever arena that might be? Am I seeking to lift myself up and pull others down? And if we find that there are those things there, it's about saying, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me, bring me back to the cross at Calvary. Remind me of all that you have done for me and fill me with the Holy Spirit, that in humility I might serve you. You see, I don't know about you, but it's when I focus upon Jesus and I'm brought face to face with all that he has done, as I see the depth of God's love for me, as I understand how gracious he's been to me, as I understand all of that, I can only come before God in humility and thankfulness. And I want to live a life that honours him. Now, in verses 17 and 18 of our passage, we see what true wisdom truly is all about. And in this, it's important to keep in mind the words from Proverbs that we began our service with today, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because it's true, isn't it? Because if you truly want to be wise, you want to put God first in your life, thankful for all that he has done for you. And in many ways, what we find in verses 17 and 18 is James explaining what true wisdom is all about, a wisdom that comes from God and what that looks like. And what we find here in these verses are akin to what we find in Galatians, chapter 5 with the fruit of the Spirit. Remember last week in our family service how we looked at one of the fruit of the Spirit and we looked at the whole idea of patience. And here we have, here in James, we have a list of what wisdom that comes from heaven, what that looks like. Firstly, it's pure. Now, like something that's pure, don't we? We like water that's pure. We don't like water that's cloudy or water that's polluted. We like water to be pure. Pure and clean and sparkling. A diamond, for example, is rated on purity. We are to be pure. Why? Because God is pure. He's holy. He's pure in every way. And we are to follow in his footsteps. Wisdom is pure, undefiled. That's what true wisdom is. It's peace-loving. In other words, it's the opposite of worldly wisdom, which we saw brings disorder. There is a peace about this wisdom. This wisdom is considerate. In other words, it's an attitude that puts other people before itself. There's nothing better, is there, when you see someone making a decision or making a choice, and you can see that there is clear consideration, that they might have put themselves out, but they've really thought about others, and they've put others first. That's consideration, isn't it? And it's wise. It's submissive. This doesn't mean spineless. It means willing to yield to others, as other translations have it. I'm sure we all know people who won't back down even over the smallest thing. But submitting to one another is really important, isn't it? And especially the ability to admit that you were wrong in certain circumstances. Wisdom is full of mercy, full of good fruit. And again, it's about looking out for others and doing good to others. It's impartial, not biased, not showing favoritism to anyone or prejudice in any way, which often we can be guilty of in subtle ways. It's sincere. In other words, wisdom is not two-faced. It's authentic and always the same. And we too are to be a people who are genuine in all that we do. Now, as we look at this list of things about wisdom, I don't know about you, but I want to be that person. I want to show that kind of character. Because at the end of the day, who wants to be a person who's boastful? A person who's selfish? A person who's taken up with bitter envy? None of us, I'm sure. But I want to be the person, the kind of person, who is of good character. And I don't just want to be that person for my own sense of well-being and satisfaction and knowing that I'm living out my life in the right way. I want to live that way because I want to honour the Lord. I want to please him. I want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I want to be the person he's created me to be. I've been rereading recently Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, and was struck by something I don't remember reading before. He was speaking about how, when we think about it, every human being has a sense of moral law, a sense of right and wrong. And what Lewis tries to say is that every human has a sense of what is decent behaviour. We all have a sense of decent behaviour that we expect. And yet, despite having these standards, we often fail to live up to them ourselves. And we shift the blame. We shift the responsibility. C.S. Lewis says this: "You notice it's only for our bad behaviour that we find all these explanations. It's only our bad temper that we put down to being tired or worried or hungry. We put our good temper down to ourselves." I thought that was very telling. We put our good temper down to ourselves, but our bad temper we put down to being tired or hungry or not being quite ourselves. You see, I think there is a longing in the human heart to live out life in a certain way, in the way of purity, in the way of holiness, in the way of wisdom. You see, sin might feel good for a while, but it does leave us empty inside. You see, it is by recognizing our weakness and sin before a holy God. It is in repenting before God for all the things that we have done that dishonour him, and living out our lives to him by his Holy Spirit, that we are the people that he has created us to be. And when we live in that way, as peacemakers living a good life, living to God's glory, that we will reap a harvest of righteousness. We will be fulfilled because we are living out our life for God. And so I simply ask you today, what about you? Are you wise in an earthly sense or in a heavenly sense, which is far greater and far more profound? Do you long to be wise in terms of putting God first in your life and living out your life in the right way? Maybe you come this morning and you think to yourself, do you know, I'm not really wise as a person. And do you know, I've let God down in so many ways. Well, remember what it says at the beginning of James, in James chapter 1, verse 5, where James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Shall we just join together in prayer? Let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is a living word that speaks into our hearts and minds, that speaks directly into our lives and into our situations. Loving Lord God, we want to be a people who are wise, not in the earthly sense, but in the heavenly sense. We want to be a people who glorify your name, who lift your name high, and who live out our lives in the right way. We thank you for the list of things that James goes through this morning about what true wisdom is like, that it's peace-loving, submissive, considerate. And Father, as we look at these characteristics, we want to be like wisdom truly is. We want to be people who are living out our lives in that particular way, to your glory, your honour, and your praise. Loving Lord God, we recognise that we are all a people who fall short of your glory. And yet, Lord God, we are so grateful that we have a Saviour in Jesus, that when we repent, when we turn away from our sinful ways, then we have a Saviour who forgives us, and we have the hope of living an eternal life that begins with how we live our life now. Loving Lord God, we are a new creation in Jesus. May we take that seriously. May we be sincere about our faith, and may we be a people who honour your name. So, loving Lord God, meet with us, bless us, watch over us this day, we pray. For we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.